感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨啊，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
我们大家可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音六章三十五节。
We can look on the screen. Let's read together the scripture today. It's found in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35.
看到的，我们可以一起来读《约翰福音》六章三十五节起。耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”好，感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Thank God, let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你。赐下这生命的粮，让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人永远不饿，永远不渴。
Thank you, you give us the bread of life, so that of us who trust in Jesus Christ will be never hungry and never thirsty.
你看圣经上告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
You told us in the Bible that people lives not by the food, but by the every word of God.
感谢神，圣灵带领我们今天就来到主耶稣基督的话语面前，让我们来得着这生命的供应。
So thank God, we'll let the Holy Spirit lead us today, come to the word of God, so we have the provision of our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
约翰福音的第六章是这章经文可以说是非常有戏剧性。
Book of John chapter 6 and that chapter actually it's you can call it very dramatic.
我们看到约翰福音第六章一开始耶稣行了这个五饼二鱼的神迹。
And we can see in the beginning that Jesus performed the miracle, is with the five bread and the two fish.
那用五比二鱼的神迹呢，就喂饱五千个成年男子，如果加上他们的妻子和儿童，那肯定是好几万人呢。
And basically that miracle is Jesus used the five bread and the two fish and feed 5,000 men. So include their children and women, probably tens of thousand people.
那个时候非常多的人经历了这样的一个神迹，他们都要来跟从耶稣，他们甚至要强逼耶稣做他们的王。
And at that time, a multitude of people and saw this miracles, and they followed Jesus, and they even want to force Jesus to be their king.
所以，如果从我们人的眼光来看，这是耶稣基督在四章福音的这个经历当中，可以是一个成功的顶峰了。那么多人跟从他。
So in the world's view today, and that moment probably is the most peak time of Jesus Christ when he preached on the gospel on the earth.
我们也特别注意到哈，这时候是这样的这么庞大的一群人，他们非常辛苦，他们要到处要找到耶稣，因为那个时候耶稣离开了他们。
And also, in this chapter, it describes this group of people. Actually, they are work very hard trying to find Jesus.
不是耶稣去寻找他们，是这些人来找耶稣。
It's not Jesus looking for them, but they tried to looking for Jesus.
所以我们看到这里，我们就会想，耶稣不是说他是好牧人吗？好牧人不是要出去找这些迷失的羊吗
？And we think about this. We think about what Jesus said. He's the good shepherd, and the good shepherd looking for those lost sheep.
但是这个时候，我们就看见这很大一群羊。他们好像没有牧人，他们要找一个人来带领他们，找一个人来做他们的王，是很大这样的一群羊在找他们的牧人。
So in this story, it looks like it's a group of a big flock of sheep is looking for sheep shepherd.
而耶稣呢？耶稣说自己是好牧人，但这个好牧人却躲着这群羊，他不仅没有去找这些羊，耶稣甚至要远离他们。
But Jesus, he called himself a good shepherd at that particular moment. He actually didn't go to looking for those sheep. Rather, the sheep looking for him.
如果我们看这里，我们就会，哇，这一群人好爱耶稣啊！他们到处要找耶稣，要让耶稣做他们的王。但是耶稣看上去 好像不太爱这些人，就要离开他们。
When you read this story, it seems those people love Jesus very much. They're looking for Jesus. They want him to become a king, but Jesus seems not very love them.
那么到第六章结尾呢，我们就会看见哦，这些人最后都离开了耶稣，甚至连耶稣的门徒都要离开耶稣。
And in the end of this chapter, we see those people actually left Jesus. Even some of the disciples of Jesus want to leave him.
所以，约翰福音六章，我会看见开始，哇，耶稣很成功，在人看来，耶稣很成功。但是如果我们看到结尾呢，约翰福音六章看结尾，耶稣又好失败呀，人们都要离开他，甚至连他的门徒都要离开。
So that's what we said. It's kind of dramatic. In the beginning of chapter 6, Jesus seems very successful, quote unquote, in the earthly view, and in the end, he's very lost.
为什么 会有这么大的一个强烈的一个反差呢？开始如此成功，到最后耶稣看上去好像如此落寞，人们都离开他。
And why there's such a big contrast? In the beginning, it's very successful, in the end, it's a kind of big loss.
就是因为人这些经历了五饼二鱼神迹的人，他们完全不明白这个神迹要告诉他们的意义。
The reason is those people who go through this miracle and they don't understand what this miracle want to tell them.
他们当然相信耶稣有行神迹的能力，这就是他们为什么要来找到耶稣，让耶稣做他们的王。他们当然对耶稣有一定程度的信心。
Obviously, they have a faith. They believe Jesus can perform miracles. That's why they come to find Jesus, want him to become their king.
但是呢，他们却不明白耶稣为什么行这个神迹，行的这个神迹是要告诉他们什么？他们却不明白，或者他们完全误解了。
But they don't understand why Jesus performed this miracle, or you can put it completely misunderstood the meaning that Jesus performed this miracle.
因为他们对耶稣行这个神迹这样的误解，意义的误解，所以就产生这样强烈的一个前后的反差。
Because of this misunderstanding, that causes this big contrast.
神迹呢，就是也被称为这个 sign， 一个记号。
Miracle, that word in English, they also be translated as a sign. It's a sign.
我们今天其实上我们会看到很多 sign， 是不是
？And today we probably see a lot of signs.
我们如果去到洗手间，这两个门上有两个 sign。
If we go to bathroom, we see a sign.
你就知道一看这个 sign， 你就知道你要进哪个门。
And you see that sign, you know which restroom to go to.
你不能说，这个 sign 很有意思，我看一看，我进这个门。
And those sign is not for you to enjoy. You just say, okay, I enjoy to look at the sign and then not ignore its meaning.
我们今天最普遍的看到的 sign 是红绿灯，它就是个 sign.
And today, the most common sign we've seen is a traffic light.
我们看红绿灯，我觉得好漂亮啊，在那里一闪一闪一闪，好漂亮。
Of course, traffic light is not put there for us to enjoy how beautiful it is when it flashed.
不是，它是要告诉我们一个信息，然后我们要对这个信息做出反应。我到底是应该走呢，还是应该停下来
？Traffic light is not put there for us to enjoy its beauty, but rather tell us some message, and we have to respond to this message.
或者告诉我们应该这样走。什么时候走
？Or you can say it directs us when to go, when to stop.
所以神迹，圣经中所记载的神迹，它是一个 sign， 它是上帝给人的一个传递信息的一个记号。
So, in the miracle that performed in the Bible is a sign that God gave to people, and it passed through this sign. God gave the message.
就像那个五饼二鱼的神迹。不仅仅是让这些人可以吃饱，而是让这些人经历了这个神迹之后，他们收获到这个神迹要告诉他们的信息。
Just like the miracle of the five loaves and two fish, it's not only for those people be fed, but also going to tell them a message.
然后当他们 如果明白神要借着这个神迹告诉他们的这个信息，然后他们要做出正确的反应。
And so Jesus performed this miracle, wanted them to understand this message, what the message, what's the message is, and that they have to respond to this message.
那么在约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节，其实告诉我们，就是耶稣行这些神迹到底传递什么信息，然后我们应该做出怎样的反应对这个信息。
And John chapter 20 verse 30-31 summarized what's the message that God wants to pass through the miracle that Jesus performed, and also tells how should we respond.
我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节。
We can see this passage on the screen, and let's read together.
约翰福音二十章三十节起，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。所以这就是神迹的意义。
And so here is the summary of what the purpose of those signs or miracles that Jesus performed.
耶稣行这些神迹不仅仅是让我们在那里去欣赏去享受，而是要让我们从这些神迹当中收获到要告诉我们的信息。
Jesus performed this miracle is not for us to enjoy it, for us to appreciate it. Rather, want us through this message, we receive the message, through those miracles, we receive the message that God will give to us.
然后收获到这个信息之后，我们做出一个正确的反应，就是信他。信他之后呢，可以因耶稣的名得生命。
And then when we receive this message, so we can have a proper response. That proper response basically said is believing him, so we have the life in his name.
但是很遗憾，就是圣经记载这些经历耶稣神迹的人，他们常常误解耶稣行神迹的目的和意义。
But unfortunately, in the Jesus' time, those people see the miracles, they misunderstood themessage, a meaning of those miracles.
就像那些经历五饼二鱼的神迹。
Just like this case.
然后他们经历了耶稣的神迹，他们暂时把耶稣就看成一个可以一直供应他们食物的一个厨师，或者看成他们就像一个地上的王，可以带领他们去打败罗马人。
So when they go through this miracle, they view Jesus as a food supply.Or could it be a king lead them to defeat the Romans?
他们完全没有从这个神迹当中看到这样的神迹，那一定是神才能行出来。这是神呐，这是神的儿子啊！他完全没有看到这些。
But they didn't see from this miracle. They didn't see that this type of miracle only God can perform. And this is the Son of God. They didn't see that.
我想，哇，这是神，这是神的儿子，我要来到他这里。那我还会去管什么吃啊喝啊地上的政权，我不管这些了，我都找到上帝了。
So if they recognize this is Son, this is God, this is Son of God, if I can come to the Son of God, then I will be not care of any food, what I'm going to eat, or earthly power, whatever.
但是呢，很明显这些人没有收获到这个信息。
But obviously those people didn't get it.
所以耶稣知道他们的心，圣经说耶稣知道他们的心，耶稣就离开这些人。
So Bible record that Jesus know their heart, so Jesus left them.
所以耶稣说这些人要的不是我，这些人要的是我要给他们的食物。
What Jesus know of their heart is they don't know, they don't want me, they want the food I provide to them.
他也不是真正的要我去做他们的王。掌管他们的生命，他只是要我做他们的王，去达到他们想达到的目的。
They are not want me to be king of their life. They just want to be me be a king to achieve their objectives.
以前我看到，有一个国家的领袖哈，这个国家有很多的石油，这地底下有很多的石油，这个领袖也讲过这样的一句话。
And one time I saw a leader from a country. This country have a lot of oil. on their land.
啊，那个时候就有一个国家的人到他这里来，哎呀，我们做朋友吧，来来来，让我来帮助你，什么怎么样？
And so this people come to this leader of this country and said, "Okay, can we be a friend? Let me help you."
啊，这个国家的领袖还蛮清醒的，结果他就说什么呢？就对他的百姓就说。就这些人呐、啊，来呀、啊，他就是要我们这个石油，啊，等我们这些石油，就是都拿走了，他就不会把我们丢在这个沙漠里面。
And but the leader of this country is kind of very clear in his mind. He tell his people, he said, "Okay, those people come to want to be a friend of us. Actually, they want our crude oil in our country. Once they dig up all the oils, they will cast us in the desert."
耶稣知道这些人的心。
So Jesus know those people's heart.
耶稣说：“你们来找我，不是因为看到神迹。”
And Jesus said, "When you come to looking for me, because you're not seeing the sign."
其实我们看到耶稣讲这个话，我们不是觉得有点奇怪吗？这些人就是因为看了神迹才来找耶稣啊，是不是？耶稣为什么说他们没有不是因为神迹呢？
And when we read that what Jesus said, it's kind of sometimes strange to us because why Jesus said that you didn't see the sign.Because they see the miracle and they come to looking for Jesus.
这个其实耶稣这个话的意思其实非常清楚，就是你们这些人呐、啊，看神迹也白看，啊，经历的神迹也白经历了，就像没看到一样，就像没经历一样。
And what actually Jesus says, you guys see the miracle, but you kind of like didn't see it. You look at the miracle, but you didn't see it.
因为你们就不是为了神迹啊。你就是为了吃饼得饱啊。
And you're not just for the miracle, you're just for your belly.
因为你不是为我来啊，你是为你们自己想要得到的利益来。
So you're not come for me, but you come for your own benefit.
那你把这个利益拿走的话，那你当然就会离开啊。
If the benefit is taken away, and you will leave.
就人们会误解耶稣所行神迹的意义。
So people misunderstood the purpose of Jesus perform all those miracles.
所以约翰福音记载耶稣行的第一个神迹就是把这个水变成酒。
Remember that the first miracle that Jesus performed is turn the water into wine.
那那时候管宴席的人呢，他就喝到这个水变成了酒。
And so the master of the feast actually get this wine that Jesus turned water into the wine, that wine.
那这个管宴席的人，我们会看见哦，他不是非常的喜乐欣喜，哇，这么好的酒，没有这样。他相反去责备那个新郎，就是你这做什么事情呢？
And the master of the feast actually didn't reaction is not that happy or such a good wine and so actually he kind of blamed this bridegroom said, "Why you hide wine, good wine to not?"
那他没有说哇这么好的酒是谁提供给你的？哎，让我去见见他。他没有这样。
He didn't say that. Okay, such a good wine. Who provided that good wine? Can I see him?
然后呢，他就认为，哇，这个酒就是给人享受的嘛，就是给人享受嘛，就是这样嘛。
And he just thought focus on the wine. Wine is for the people to enjoy.
他不管那个酒的来源。
He didn't care where the wine come from.
但是我们看耶稣的门徒经历了耶稣行的这第一个神迹，那门徒的反应就跟这个管宴席的人的反应就不一样了。
But Jesus' disciple, when they go through the first miracle, Their response is different from the master of the feast.
然后呢，耶稣门徒经历了这个神迹，圣经说他的门徒就信他了，就信耶稣了。
And what the Bible records is when they go through this first miracle, and he said that his disciple believed in him.
所以这个门徒呢，他们关注的就不仅仅是，哎呀，这个酒好好喝啊，让我多喝两杯吧，多享受一下。他不仅仅关注这些，他一看，哇，这个酒这么好。马上他们就看是谁赐下这个酒，他们就然后一看耶稣行的神迹，他们就信耶稣。
And what his disciples' response is not enjoy the good wine, but rather they're looking for who provide, and they see that Jesus performed this, so they believe in him.
很多人就是经历神的神迹哈、啊，福音书里讲经历神的神迹，他们的眼睛就一直留在这个饼啊、鱼啊这些事情上面，他们从来没有抬起头来看一下这个赐恩的主、行神迹的主。
And many people, when in the Bible, when they see the miracle Jesus performed, they focus on the miracle, the things like bread, fish, but they never lift up their head looking for the one who performed this miracle.
我们刚才所读的约翰福音二十章二十到二十一节的经文告诉我们，耶稣行这些神迹啊，他有一个目的，就是证明耶稣是神的儿子，让人可以信他，信他可以得生命。
And the passage we just read, chapter 20, 21, 20 to 21, said Jesus performed all those miracles for one purpose, is that show he is the Son of God, so that people can believe in him, and by believing him, they will have a life.
就是耶稣行这个神迹，不仅仅是让人啊可以解决人的困难啊，满足人暂时的这个饥渴，不仅仅是这样，而是有最重要的目的，是让人能够信他，信他得生命。
So Jesus performed this miracle is not merely try to solve the temporal problem, hungry or this problem. Rather, Jesus wanted them to believe in him so that they can have a life in him.
但是事实上圣经也告诉我们，事实上不仅仅是耶稣行的这些神迹了，就是上帝所造的这一切事情，上帝所造的这一切，上帝赐下的这一切，最终都是为着他造的，为着主耶稣造的。
It's not only the miracle that Jesus performed. The Bible actually says everything that God created is for Jesus.
好，我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读哥罗西书一章十五到十六节。
Let's read Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 16. You can see on the screen.
哥罗西书一章十五节起，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。是神生的，是的一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。好，我们把最后那一小节哈再读一遍好不好？又是为他造的。好，我们再来一遍，又是为他造的，不要弄错了哈，不是说为我造的哈，上帝造这一切不是为人造的。
So let's pay attention to the last verse. It's all created for him, not for me.
很多时候我们基督徒有一个误解啊，我是神的儿女啊，那上帝造这一切就是为我呀。
A lot of sometimes a Christian has a misunderstanding. I'm a son of God, children of God, so God created everything for me.
有时候我们稍微经历了一些不顺利，经历一些，我们就会说，诶，上帝，你为什么不给我？你为什么不给我？你做这一切事情不就是为我吗？你现在为什么不给我？
Sometimes we go through something difficult. We will complain to God, Hey God, why don't you give to me? And why don't you bless me? Would you create everything for me?
圣经明确讲，圣经没有说神造万物是为人啊，圣经明确讲神造这万物是为他，这个他是谁？爱子主耶稣基督。
But Bible made it very clear, but didn't say create everything for us, but for him. This him is Jesus Christ.
当然我们知道神是三位一体独一的真神，也就是上帝造这一切是为他自己。
Of course we know that God is a Trinity God, so basically putSimple way is God created himself, everything for himself.
但是啊，让我们可以明白，可以理解，我们知道为主耶稣基督这什么意思呢？上帝造的一切为主耶稣基督，就是所有的这一切要吸引人，要唤醒人，来到主耶稣基督这里来。
So the for him, the meaning is basically God created everything is for Jesus, is that world.Call everyone and wake up everyone so that they come to Jesus.
上帝让这个地上长出这个各样的菜蔬、各样的果实哈，我们可以拿来做食物哈，各样的这个肉类啊、禽兽，我们可以拿来做食物。
God let the earth have all those vegetation and fruit and animals we can take as a food.
但吃了这些食物呢，我们还会饿，但是暂时会得到一个饱足。
When we have this food, we can be filled, but temporarily, and then we come to hungry again.
然后我们就想，啊、哦，我要吃那让我不会饿的食物。
And then we come to an idea that hopefully we can eat something that it will never make me hungry again.
然后圣经告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们，他就是生命的粮。
Then Bible tell us that Jesus told us that He is the bread of life.
啊，然后我们眼睛就从这个暂时让我们饱足的食物当中，我们就看耶稣。
So through that, our eyes being turned from this food that make us temporarily filled to Jesus.
啊，上帝让这个地上的水可以解我们暂时的干渴。
God make the world.Water on this earth can solve the temporary thirsty in our body.
啊，我们干渴的时候喝一杯啊，好舒服。但是过一下又渴。
And when we're thirsty, we drink a cup of water, feels very good, but later on we'll become thirsty again.
然后我们心里就想，哇，有没有一个水可以解我永远的干渴呢
？And then in our heart, we're thinking, is there any water that can be eternally solve the problem of my thirsty?
然后上帝。创造着万有的上帝道成肉身来到世界上，对世界说：“他就是活水的源头。”
Then God Himself would become flesh, come this world, and He said, "He is the source of a living water."
啊，然后我们就奔向他。哦，你那里可以有解救我们永远干渴的活水。
And then we run into Him, looking for this living water will solve this.Eternal thirsty problem.
所以这地上一切的供应，这地上一切的美好，上帝所创造的这一切，都是为主耶稣造的。
So all the beauties that God created on this earth, everything is for Him, which is Jesus.
啊，当我们欣赏这些、享用这些、得到暂时的满足、暂时的这个饥渴被解决，然后我们就盼望。那个解救我们永远饥渴的那一位。
When we enjoy this, when we appreciate this, when we get a temporary satisfaction, that leads us to looking for this eternal one.
那就是主耶稣。
That's the Jesus Christ.
然后我们就信靠他，跟从他，归荣耀给他。
Then we trust in Him, follow Him, and give glory to Him.
因为在你那里可以让我们解决我们永远的饥渴。
Because in Him there is a solution for Eternal hungry and thirsty.
所以刚才我们所读的哥罗西书的经文就告诉上帝造这一切其实是这个目的的，让人能够到耶稣那里去。
So basically, the passage read, Jesus created, God created all this has a purpose. That purpose is to draw people to Jesus.
啊，就是，就在前几次的这个我们这个祷告聚会当中，我们不是线上的祷告聚会吗？就是我们有姊妹带领我们唱这个诗歌，赞美诗歌。
And I remember this in one of the prayer meeting. Of course, we right now we have a prayer meeting in online in the Slow Zone.
然后姊妹带我们唱这个赞美诗歌的时候呢，她选用的这个诗歌背景的这个画面呢，是非常一幅幅非常漂亮的这个风景画。
And the sister led the first singing before prayer meeting, in the beginning of prayer meeting, and the singing is with background is all kind of beautiful landscape painting.
啊，然后我就啊在那一边跟着这个屏幕上唱这些诗歌，然后我就看这些画，哎呀，好漂亮，好漂亮，啊，风景的画，照片啊，怎样
？And when I sing this.I've seen this hymn, and I'm looking for all those beautiful paintings.
然后那个时候，我突然有一个前所未有的一个体会。
And then I suddenly have a very unique experience.
就我以前看这些美丽的风景画的时候，我就说：“哎呀，这朵花好漂亮，这个山川河流好漂亮，啊，这个小鸟好漂亮。”我就看这些。
Before, when I kind of look at the landscape paintings, I kind of pay attention to this beautiful flower, mountains, and the rivers and birds.
但那一次在这个祷告聚会，我唱这首歌，我突然一发现，我突然看，哇，原来是那个蓝天白云是最漂亮的。
And that day, I suddenly find besides all this, actually the blue sky and the cloud is the most beautiful.
然后我看看，哎呀，我说我以前全看错了。我说这个里面其实最漂亮的就是那个蓝天、那个白云、那个光洒下来，一缕缕的光线，那个是最漂亮的。但我以前怎么就没看到呢
？And I come to understand that before I never noticed this. Actually, the blue sky, clouds, and the sunshine is the most beautiful, and I didn't pay attention before.
后来我就在想。 如果把这些蓝天白云这些一缕缕的这些光线全部从这个画面里拿掉，然后变成一个黑色的布景，会怎样呢？花还是那朵花，山川河流还是那个山川河流。但是如果把蓝天白云拿掉，光拿掉，后面是个黑色的布景，会怎样？
And I was just thinking at that time, if I take away the blue sky, cloud, and the sunshine, and replace by just black background, what that painting would look like?
想象一下。
I was imagining that.
我今天我在准备这个组织信息的时候，我在想，我要不要弄一幅画来自己给他 Photoshop 一下，换一下背景，放一放，让大家看一看。When
I prepared this message, I was actually thinking about like get a picture and do this kind of effect, see how that looks.
后来我的水平太差了，算了。但是我觉得我们其实都可以明白，这个画就变得很丑。
And of course, I didn't know it, but I think we all understand. If you replace the blue sky, cloud, and the sunshine with a black background, that picture would be pretty ugly.
花还是那个花，山还是那个山，河还是那个河，海还是那个海。但是你把蓝天白云拿掉，你把光拿掉，那个很丑啊。Maybe
the flower is still the same flower. Mountains, rivers, and oceans is still the same thing, but. If you take away the blue sky, that picture will be very ugly.
所以我后来我那个时候，哦，原来明白哈，就是很多画家啊，他里面就是你要欣赏一幅画，你要看他怎么处理这个光是怎么处理的。这个是就是高明的画家跟普通很大的差别，就是他怎么处理这个光线。And
of course, this is what good artists and the social artists the difference. When the good painter, basically, they pay a great attention into how do they handle the light in the picture.
啊，我那个时候，哦，原来上帝给这个地上赐下这一切的美好，原来是让我们看什么，不是总盯着那个地上看，啊，美从哪里来，上头来。So
this make me think God created all the good, everything, beautiful things is not want us just focus on those things, but rather looking for where it come from. So that's from above.
如果把这上头来的一拿掉。 这个地上很丑陋，甚至很让人很恐惧、害怕的。If
you take away the things above, then everything on earth would become ugly, or maybe even terrifying.
那我那时候，我那天啊，唱这个诗，啊，我真是感谢神，上帝给我们有这样的感知的能力。So
that day when we are singing this hymn, I was become very grateful to God because God gave us this ability of sensing.
或者说欣赏，就是我们欣赏这些东西的时候。 哦，我们能够感知到，能够看到，从暂时的美看到永恒的美。Or
you can say God gave us this ability to appreciate. Through appreciating those temporal beauty, we can sense the eternal beauty.
或者从这个地上的美，然后终于让我们明白，哦，那天上的美。
Or give us this ability that when we look at this earthly beauty, we can extrapolate to the heavenly beauty.
让我们明白，哦，原来一切的美、一切的好、一切的善，从上头来，然后我们就盼望上头的。So
come to understand all the beauty, all the goodness, and all the virtue is from above, and so we have a desire for the above.
奥古斯丁他讲过一句话，他说：“上帝创造的这一切的美好啊，这一切的大自然啊，是上帝给我们的订婚戒指。”And
Saint Augustine actually says that all the beautiful things that God created for us is just like a bridegroom made a ring for the
bride.就是当我们新娘看到这个订婚的戒指。 我们就不是总是在欣赏这个戒指，享受这个戒指，哇，这个钻石好大，不是这样的。So
the bride, when they look at this ring, she is not just focused on the ring, how beautiful that ring is.
的爱，他在想，他在盼望给他的这一个戒指的那个新郎，有一天他要来，他要娶我的。
So when the bride look at this ring, and her heart is in the one who sent this ring, and her heart is longing for this bridegroom, and looking for one day he will come to marry her.
真是感谢神给奥古斯丁有这样的思想，这样的头脑，写出这么美的话。我真的就是这样。
Really thank God that gave Saint Augustine such a ability.To have that picture.
但非常遗憾的就是，很多人就在欣赏上帝给我们的订婚戒指，但是却不要这个新郎，却不要上帝。
But unfortunately, a lot of time this bride is only appreciate this ring, but don't want the bridegroom.
所以在诗篇139篇，14节。诗人这样说，我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心生之道的。
And Psalm 139:14 it said, I will praise you, for I'm fearful and wonderful made, and marvelous are your word that my soul knows very well.
上帝创造这一切被造的，是唤醒我们的心来爱，来渴慕 那创造的主。上帝造我们人呢，也是让我们从我们自己身上来思想那造我们的主。
And God created all those creation is trying to wake us up to looking for the Jesus Christ, looking for God. And God created ourselves is also when we look at ourselves, like Psalm said, and we're looking for God.
所以甚至当我看我自己的时候，哇，我赞叹，我敬畏那造我的主，把我造成这个样子，如此的伟大奇妙的创造。
And the psalms basically said, when I look at myself, I'm marveled at how great that God created me.
然后为什么想到这节经文呢？因为就是前段时间我看了一个电视节目。
And why I quote this this scripture is because I saw a video show not long ago.
就是我虽然解释过很多次啊，但是还是再解释一下，我不是总看电视节目的，一个礼拜就一次哈，最多两次，就是这样的啊，我没有沉迷进去，绝对没有瘾啊。大家不过大家也要为我祷告就是。
I just want to explain again. I explain that this is not. I always kind of fall in watch TVs a couple times a week. Of course, pray for me.
那么我看那个，他是个舞蹈节目，就是一群舞者啊，非常优秀，我在一起跳舞。后来他们的评委呢，有一个是稍微年长一点的一个，可以说是舞蹈家吧，但是有点年长的。
And this is a TV show about the dancing competition. And so one of the judge in this competition is a kind of elder, in old age, but she is a dancer too.
他看到这个年轻的舞者，哇，跳的那个舞真的是很漂亮，哇，真的是，哇，人的身体可以是这个样子，很美。
So the judge actually saw that younger dancer, and the performance is so beautiful, and her dancing is such a could have so much beautiful configuration.
后来这个评委啊，他说你这个舞蹈，我一看呢，我就让我想起我从小就有那个梦想。
And so this judge said, when I saw your dancing, it reminded me, and when I was in my childhood, I always have this dream.
梦想就是有一天我可以飞。
And my dream is one day I can freely fly.
我可以自由自在的飞。
I can freely fly.
我从小就有这个梦想。
And I have that dream through my childhood.
后来我就去学跳舞。
And then I go to learn how to dance.
然后我在跳舞过程中，我体会到一点点那个身体的那个自由，那个动作，我体会到一点点，就小时候在我梦想当中那种自由飞翔的那个感觉。
And through dancing, and I can have a little bit of taste of this dream of a fly free.
有一天，我们在耶稣基督里，我们重生得救的人，我们得到完全的自由释放，我们的灵魂自由。我们的复活的身体完全的自由。
And one day in Jesus Christ, we will have a complete liberation. We have a complete release, our soul and our body.
我们复活是有身体的啊，大家不要仅仅认为是灵魂复活。我每次读的这个使徒信经说什么身体，我们复活是有身体，不过那个身体是荣耀的身体，是灵体，像耶稣复活的身体一样。
So let us remember, our resurrection is a resurrection with a body, and it's not just a soul resurrected. And like the Apostles' Creed, we cite every week, we have a body, and of course, this body, according to the Bible, is a glorious body.
我们复活的身体，荣耀的身体，绝对自由释放。那个时候不要说肥了，那个时候已经不受限制了。
And this body is the glorious body. At that time, it's not only talking about the flying, it's not limited. So when I hear this judge said, I was kind of deeply moved in my heart.
原来在一个小孩子心里，他盼望的自由，他盼望的那种释放，在一个很幼小的一个小孩子心里就有。
So you can see even in a little child, and there is a desire,for liberty and for flying, for the freedom.
然后呢，上帝给人确实非常精妙灵巧的这个身体，让我们在地上，我们确实可以，我尝到一点点那种完全的自由、完全的释放的那种生命状态，能尝一点点。
And God gave us a wonderful body, and so on earth we can have a little bit of taste of this type of freedom, this type of release, this type of liberty.
但是如果我们就说，哎呀，你看我这个身体这么好啊，我可以做这个做那个啊，这么好。如果我们沉迷在其中，但是我们却失去了对那真正自由释放的向往，真正对那个造我的主的盼望渴望，那就太遗憾遗憾了。
But if we just focus on what our body can do and just focus on this, but completely lost the desire for the one who created us and desire for the complete freedom that one day we can have, then we miss the whole point.
所以上帝给我们的头脑，给我们的智慧，给我们的理性，上帝创造这地上的一切是为他自己造，吸引人去归向他。
So God created everything, ourselves,everything, our rationality and our sense is for him, want to draw us to him.
所以耶稣看到那些人啊，来到他这里就是为了吃饼得饱，耶稣觉得非常非常的遗憾。
So Jesus, I think it's very regret to see the people come to him just for the food.
我都在这里，你们怎么还是只想着面包呢？我都在这里啊。
And Jesus said, I, Son of God, is here, but you're only looking for the bread.
那么人真正饥渴到底是什么？当我们来思想耶稣是我们生命的粮，那我们的饥渴到底是什么呢？
So let's think about it. When we talk about Jesus is the bread of life, let's think a little more. What's the true thirsty and hungry?Of a people are.
我们真正的饥渴绝对不是对这个地上饮食的这种饥渴，这不是我们真正的饥渴。
A true hungry thirsty is not really for the food or water.
我看了一个数据哈，就在今天的美国，就是人们花在减肥上的这个钱呢，远远超过花在买食物的钱上面。
I look at the survey, A research says today in the U.S., actually people spend money on the weight loss. It's far beyond people spend on the food.
所以这不是很奇怪的事情吗？是不是？那你到底是渴望减肥呢？你还是到底是渴望食物呢？你到底渴望哪样呢？
So if you look at this research, it feels kind of strange. Are you looking for weight loss or are you looking for food?
所以你如果说那我做这一切事情，我就是为了地上的食物。那你花那么多钱去减肥，那不是很荒唐一件事情吗
？If you said I'll do all the things for the food, then you spend so much money for lost weight. Lost weight is kind of strange thing.
人家你去问很多人，就你为什么做这个做那个？他就说我就是为了 keep two food on table， 就是这样啊。
因为 Because today, if you ask a lot of people, what do you do this for? Basically, they said, I want to put food on my table.
那我做这个目的就是为了晚餐，我们桌上有食物啊。他还是这样讲啊，今天很多人都这样讲。
There's still a lot of people saying that. I'll provide for my house and I want to have a food on my table at dinner table.
那事实是不是这样的？事实不是这样，他做很多很多事情，他花很多很多的钱，根本都不是为了食物啊。But
that research shows that people spend a lot of money. Actually, it's not for the food.
所以今天很多人啊，其实心里的饥渴，但他怎么满足呢？
So today, a lot of people, they are hungry and thirsty actually is in their heart. So how they try to do to satisfy that?
他就找很多很多东西来试图满足心中这个饥渴。 有些人就是暴饮暴食。They
looking for a lot of things, try to satisfy this deep thirsty and hungry in their heart. Someone just take, just eat a lot.
我不知道有没有人是这个样子啊，但我知道有些人是这样，但心情很不好的时候，或者很难受的时候，他找吃拼命吃啊，吃零食啊，吃什么，就反正就吃，可能让他觉得有一点点，那个时候有一点点开心啊。I'm
not sure if everyone is like this, but I know do have a people that when they are depressed or they're in a bad mood, they just find the food and eat and they try to temporarily make it better, feels better.
然后有些人吃不行，喝酒啊。
Someone may not be the food is not good enough, so they drink wine.
再极端一点，吸毒啊。
Of course, getting worse, they can be falls in drug addict.
为了解决自己真正饥渴的问题，然后呢，他觉得这个东西可以，这个东西可以，然后就拼命的拿来，但是呢，还是没有办法解决他真正饥渴的问题。So
people try to find a way to solve their true thirsty and hunger in their heart. And they find all different ways. So take this one, try that one, but they find that in the end, you still can't solve that problem.
这就是耶稣说，就是这个地上的食物啊，它会坏的。地上是会坏的食物。That's
what Jesus said, is that earthly food is will be kind of turned to bad.
就你只能暂时让你饱足，但很快你还是会饿啊。
Basically, only temporarily can fill you, but it will turn back. And you will be hungry again. So what is the thirsty and hungry in the heart?
我为什么要吃饭?
Why do I have to eat?
我们想活下去，是不是？不吃饭会死啊。
Because we want to live, because if you don't eat, you're going to die.
那我今天为什么要减肥呢?
So why do I want to lose weight?
能活得长一点啊！I
want to be a healthy and live longer.
我不减肥，我就活不了那么长啊，身体不健康啊。If
I'm not lost my weight, I'm not that healthy. I probably don't live much longer.
其实我们看一下，就是人很多的，我要这个，我要那个。其实要解决他这个，到底要解决什么问题？就是我想活得长一点。So
if we look at all those people's different actions, try to do this, try that one, I think ultimately they just want to live longer.
永生的渴望。
And you put in another word is they have the desire for eternal life.
这个渴望是上帝放在我们人心里的。
And this desire actually God put in our heart.
我想要永生，我想要永生，这上帝放在我们心里，因为神造万物各按其时，成为美好，又把永生放在人的心里。
And I want this, I want this, but I want eternal life. Bible said God created everything according to its time, but God put eternity in people's heart.
这人最深的渴望，我渴望永生。
That's people's deepest desire. They desire for eternity.
然后也表现为呢，对死亡的恐惧。
And this desire for eternity also expressed in another way is the fear of death.
然后对衰老的恐惧
or fear of getting older
对疾病的恐惧
or fear of sickness
对失业的恐惧
the fear of lost job
失业了嘛，生活条件差了，很多很多的恐惧
so lot of fear
这就是我们最深的饥渴，对永生的饥渴
lot of fear actually is the another expression of a desire for the eternity
那我们最深饥渴是什么呢？
And what is the other deepest desire we have? hungry and thirsty we have in our heart.
我们渴望爱。
And we desire for love.
渴望爱。这可能是比对生命的渴望更深的渴望。我渴望爱。
And we desire for love. And there might be even more deepest desire than we desire for eternity.
这样说可能也不太对啊，就是真正的生命一定是在爱里，所以两者在一起。
It may not be very properly. I mean, the true life, true eternal has to be loaded in love. They are together.
所以今天最受欢迎的产品呢、啊，就是社交媒体啊，就是这些 app 啊，这些最受欢迎的。
So today, most popular product is the social media, and the most popular product.
为什么受欢迎？因为每个人都渴望被关注。
And why the social media is so popular? Because everyone want to have be pay attention to.
来看我的 Facebook.
And they want people to see my Facebook.
看我的朋友圈。
And see my groups.
啊，看我今天又发了什么新的照片呐、啊，新的信息，哎，给我点赞呐、啊。
See how many pictures and posted in the message posted come to give us some up.
简单说，来关注我。
And put it simple, just I want attention.
来看我一下吧。
And watch me.
来爱我吧。
And love me.
对爱的渴望。
So the desire for love.
人渴望生命，人渴望爱。
People desire for life. People desire for love.
这两样东西，这个世界上什么东西能够给我们呢？
And these two things on this earth, what can provide?For this too.
这地上可以，地上的一切可以给我们永生吗？
Is any earthly things can provide for the eternity?
不能。
Of course it's not.
耶稣说地上的食物它会坏的。
And Jesus says the earthly food will turn to bad.
就是哪怕是玛纳，它都会坏。玛纳第二天它坏了，留采下来放第二天坏了，不能吃了。
Even the manna that Israelites eat in the desert, and they only last for one day. Second day will turn back.
当然是除了这个安息日那一天啊。
Of course, except this Sabbath day, right? They can hold one more day.
但是也就是两天而已啊，它会坏。
And it will turn to bad for 2 days.
这没有办法给我们永生。
So those things cannot give us the eternity.
吃了还会饿。
And when you eat, you get hungry again.
第二层意思呢，你吃会坏的食物，你也一定会坏。
And the second meaning that when Jesus said earthly food turned bad is basically when you eat this food, turn to be bad, will turn to be bad. Your body is supported by those food one day will be decayed as well.
这不是很清楚，是不是？这个我吃的东西它都会朽坏，那我天天吃它，那我自己的身体当然也会朽坏啊。
So that's very logical, right? The food you eat will be decayed, then of course my body supported by this food, one day will be decayed.
所以圣经就是这样说，哥林多前书六章十三节，食物是为肚腹，肚腹是为食物，但是神要两样都坏。
And so,
都废坏。
Book of 1 Corinthians said the food is for stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy both.
所以我们要满足我们心里最深的对生命对永生的饥渴，耶稣说他是生命的粮。
So if we want to satisfy our deepest thirsty for the eternity, then Jesus has the solution. He said, He is the bread of life.
耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生。
And Jesus said, surely I say to you, those who believe in me have everlasting life.
我就是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
耶稣满足我们生命中最深的饥渴，对永生的饥渴。
And Jesus can satisfy our deepest thirsty in our life, which is the thirsty for the eternity, for the everlasting life.
耶稣接下来说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
And Jesus said, I'm the living bread of which come from the heaven. If anyone eats that this bread, I will be live forever. The bread is I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
耶稣是生命的粮，他可以满足我们对生命、对永生的饥渴。
And Jesus is the bread of life. He can satisfy our desire, for the thirsty and hungry.
耶稣是生命的粮，他可以满足我们对爱的饥渴。
And Jesus is the bread of life. He can satisfy our desire, our thirsty and hungry for love.
我觉得一个得不到爱的人，比一个饥饿的人可能更痛苦。
I think a person, if they cannot have a love, probably is more painful than the people cannot get food.
这个今天这个世界，很多很多人没有收获爱，不知道什么是爱。
Today in this world, a lot of people don't know what is love.
我有时候在想，这个世界上什么人最悲惨呢？就是他一个人深夜躺在那里，他突然一想，这个时候全世界谁心里在想我？谁在？挂念我呢，一个都没有。如果他一个都想不起来，
I always think that today, if I think the person would be most miserable, most sorrowful person would be at midnight and he wake up and think about on this whole world, is anyone care about me? If he cannot think about any single one, then this guy has to be the most miserable and pitiful person.
他可能想出很多名字，然后就说，哎呀，就是想利用我嘛。
If you think about a lot of names, but they said that they figured out, oh, those people are not really care about me. They just want to use me.
然后再想一说，哎，这些人哪爱我呢？能恨我。
And if you think about another group of names, oh, those people don't love me. They actually hate me.
但是每一个基督徒，每一个信靠耶稣的人，得到的生命之粮的人，我们知道，耶稣爱我。
But every one of us who trust Jesus Christ has the bread of life. We always can think that Jesus loves.
上帝爱我
God love me.
爱我到一个什么地步呢？他是爱我，为我舍己。
And he loved me to a status that he loved me and died, gave himself for me.
加拉太书二章二十节。
And that's what the Galatians chapter 2:20 said.
约翰一书三章十六节，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何。
First John 3:16 said, by this way we know love because.He, which is Christ, laid down his life for us.
耶稣是我们生命的粮。
And Jesus is the bread of life.
我们的爱的饥渴得不到满足，在别的方面。
Our thirst for love cannot be satisfied by anything else.
耶稣可以满足我们对爱的饥渴。
Jesus can satisfy the thirst, our thirst for love.
我们渴望被爱。
We long for be loved.
耶稣说他爱我们。
And Jesus said he loved us.
爱我们到一个地步，他为我们舍己。
He loved us so that he gave himself for us.
所以每一个信靠主耶稣基督的人，他心里被爱充满。
So everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ, he was filled with love.
穿的衣服差一点。
If you don't have a very good clothing.
这个生活的条件差一点，贫穷一点，物质上贫穷一点。
Material is not, it's a little poor.
但是每天都开开心心的，我被爱着。
But every day is happy because he's loved.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
我刚来美国的时候呢，我在一个这个跨文化的教会里聚会。
And when I come to U.S., I was in a multicultural church, to worship.
那么这个跨文化的教会呢，他们的这个牧师师母呢，他们都是一对老夫妻，快到现在估计快90岁了。
And that church, their pastor and wife is an old couple, probably close to 90 by today.
这个牧师呢 ，Edwin 呢，他是个哲学家，他教哲学教一辈子，很聪明，很聪明，知识很渊博的人，但他是非常好的基督徒。
And the pastor, the husband, actually Edwin, and he is teaching the philosophy. He's a very smart guy.
他也是非常好的基督徒哈。
It's a very good Christian.
Edwin, 那他的太太呢 ，Carol 呢，跟他完全不一样。
And his wife Carol is quite different type of personality from him.
就说他没有什么太高的学识，非常非常。简单普通单纯的一个美国老太太
and is not very kind of high educated or something. It's just a very simple American woman.
然后就是 Edwin 呢，哇，一讲话，哇，那那神学、那哲学，哇，真就是很知识非常渊博，去过世界上许许多多的地方，到处去讲学。
And Edwin actually, when he speaks, you can see his field of knowledge and theology, philosophy, and he went to a lot of places and lot globally and lectured at all different places.
然后那个 Carol 呢？他对很多事情都不知道，完全不知道。
And Carol actually don't know a lot of those things that Edwin was talking about.
Edwin 讲话很有智慧哈，然后就是，非常的就像圣经说的哈，用言调和，很温和的。
And Edwin actually speaking that word, speak is very with wisdom, just like Bible said, it's like melted with salt.
但是 Carol 呢，就他妻子哇，讲话有的时候让你接受不了。
And Carol actually speak very straightforward. Sometimes it's even hard for you to accept.
啊，他有时候就说一个基督徒的姊妹，就说他吃的多，就当时我们都在场，你看这个吃像个猪一样。
And we all together, sometimes he can speak to other Christian sisters, said that because she eats too much, he said, you just eat like a pig. And sometimes the sisters together said, let's pray for our kids. But Carol said, you don't pray for your kids, pray for yourself. So God gave you the wisdom so you know how to teach your children.
求神让你们刚强，等你们孩子以后背逆了，你们能够受得了。
Or you just pray God give you the strength, so one day your children's rebelling against you, you still have that, you can handle it.
好，那姊妹听这个话，都不说话了。
Of course, the sister feels very hard to take.
啊，当然我不是说我们姊妹要这样祷告，我们要为孩子祷告哈，我还是要为孩子祷告。
Of course, I'm just trying to demonstrate. I'm not saying we should not pray for children. We should pray for our kids.
当然了，我们也要为我们自己做父母的祷告。
Of course, we pray for ourselves as our parents.
但总之就是这两个人呐、啊，这个差异非常大。一个是非常简单的一个老太婆，就是好像什么都不知道，什么都不知道。那一个却是哇，知识渊博的一个人。
What I'm trying to say is, these two persons actually is a huge contrast in terms of the background, their personality.
然后。有时候我们就很震惊了，当 Carol 讲一些话的时候， Edwin 就在旁边，他怎么能够如此的平静呢？他就是这样。
And sometimes we kind of feel shocked when Carol say all this word, but Edwin just calmly stand by.
他们大概20岁不到就结婚了，好像是如果16岁吧，这个样子就结婚了。
They actually married very early. I think maybe like less than 20 years old, 16 or something.
到现在他们已经快90了
，because they are now 90s.
当他们刚结婚的时候，双方的父母就说：“你们两个人的差异太大，3个月之内一定离婚。
”And when they get married, their parents on both sides basically said, "Well, you guys are too much different, and so I guarantee you guys like 3 months you'll get divorced."
结果他3个月没有离婚，他到现在都没离婚。
Of course, they didn't do it, and even up to until now.
有时候我看着他，我觉得真的是很敬佩他的。每天两个人在一起散步，每天在教会里服侍，哇，是非常美好的见证。虽然个性上那么大的差异。
And I look at them, I was kind of admired them because every day they together serve in church and take a walk, and even there's such a difference in their personality and characteristics.
如果有说谁是活在爱中的人，他们是活在爱中的。
And if you said someone live in love, and I can sense they live in love,
彼此相爱。
And they love each other.
为什么会这样呢
？And why is this?
这样的婚姻在世人看，甚至在他们自己的父母看，3个月就要散呢、啊？为什么他们不是这样呢
？And why this marriage in the world view, or even their parents view, that be 3 months only last 3 months, but why they can do that?
因为他们得到了那生命的粮。
Because they have this bread of life.
他们心里有主耶稣。
And they have Jesus Christ in their heart.
他们知道自己有永生。
And they know they have the eternal life.
他们知道自己被上帝所爱的，上帝的独生爱子爱他们，为他们舍命。
And they know they're loved by God. His only begotten Son gave His life for them.
他们心里充满了神的爱。
So they feel with the love of God.
所以他们彼此相爱。
So they love each other.
他们在地，就像如同在天。
So they live earthly life like living in heaven.
以前 Edelman 呢，他还给很大的公司、很大的集团做顾问。
And Aaron actually used to be a consultant for big companies.
就说，但我们如果看他现在的生活，就非常非常的简朴啊，普通。
And if we look at today's life, it's kind of very simple and very, very simple.
但是你无法否认的是，他们的生命真的是丰盛。
And but one thing you cannot deny is that you can sense their life is abundant life.
他们的生命真的是在地在天，他们真的是活在爱中。
And their life is a life living like live on earth but as in heaven. And they live in love.
他们是活在永生里的。
And they live in the eternity.
每个基督徒其实都是这样。
And every Christian can be that.
我们已经有这样属灵的地位，我们就是活在爱中，我们就是活在永生。
We already have this spiritual status. We are all living love. We live in the eternal life. But sometimes we just forgot.
And
our sight is being drawn by earthly bread, water, and captured by them. But let's remember, all the earthly things is draw us to above, to Jesus.
地上短暂的粮是让我们盼望那永生的粮。
The temporal food on earth is lead us to the eternal food in the heaven.
感谢神，就像大卫在他的诗篇里所说的，神让我们的灵魂苏醒过来。
And God, just like David said in the song, that He restores our soul.
让我们不再就是仅仅沉迷在青草地上可安心的水边，让我们的灵魂苏醒，走义路。
So we are not only lying in the green pasture and stay by the still water, but He restores our soul so we can walk on the path of righteousness.
因为什么走义路呢？为神的名。
And David said, so we can walk on.Path of righteousness for His name's sake.
接下来我们可能会经历死荫的幽谷。
And the follow up, we may go to the shadow of the valley of the dead.
那最后我们会去哪里呢？我们会去到神的家中。
But in the end, we will dwell in the house of the Lord.
然后那个时候我们就说，最甜美、最与神最亲密的时候，在地上的时候，不是在青草地上可安心的水。是在死荫幽谷里面，那个时候我跟耶稣最亲了。
And then we can say that the most beautiful, sweet moment I with Jesus is not the time I was lying on the green pasture, but in the shadow of the valley of death.
那个时候我的身体虽然好像限制在那个黑暗当中、困境当中，但我的心跟耶稣在一起。
At that time, even my body was limited in the shadow.That's of the valley, but my heart is with Jesus.
外面可能是死荫黑暗，但我里面却充满光明。
Outward could be a death and could be a darkness, but inside I feel with light.
愿神这样今天用他的话语来光照我们。
May God teach us with His word today.
用他的话语，让我们能够苏醒过来，重新苏醒过来。
May God use His word to restore us again.
让我们心里眼睛打开，让我们看见这一切的神迹，一切神的创造，神的作为，让我们去爱神，也看到神对我们的爱。
Open our eyes so we can see all those things. Everything creation is lead us to see the love of God, and so we can also love God.
让我们真正的。生命的饥渴真正的得到饱足，让我们活在永生里，也活在爱里。
So our thirsty and hungry in our life can be truly filled So we truly live in the everlasting life and live in the true love.
然后这样，我们就给这个世界带去祝福。我们跟神也可以彼此相爱。
In that way, we bring the blessing to this world, and we make people to love each other.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you, give us your word.
感谢你赐下主耶稣基督作为我们生命的粮食。
We thank you that you gave Jesus Christ, gave us the bread of life.
哇，让我们因着信靠主耶稣基督，我们得到这永远的生命，我们得到神的爱。
By trusting Jesus Christ, we have this everlasting life. I have the love of God.
求神给我们有这样的信心，啊，让我们真正的活在永生里，活在爱里，让我们在地上短暂的一生，也是在地就如同在天。
God gave us this faith so that we live in the faith, everlasting life. We ever live in the life, so that's a short.Time on earth, we still live a life like living in heaven.
让我们也真正在这地上的时候，我们能为神的名、为神的爱来做见证。
So when our life on earth, we can truly bear witness for the love of God, for the name of God.
然后你也把我们自己从神那里所得到的恩典、所得到的爱，能够与这世上的人分享，带领我们更多的弟兄，有一天都能够来到神的国中。
And so we can share the love and grace we got from God to this world and bring more people into the love of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.